this word has been overflowing, amen, in our heart. Amen. We just appreciate the Lord. We appreciate everything that he's done for us in the house of God. And we just had a beautiful service this morning and how the sisters came up, Sister Rosie and Sister Joni, and just shared the word of God and the scriptures after scripture after scripture. Amen. Line upon line, precept upon precept, and how everyone came up tonight and just shared the word of God. And the word has been given to us in abundance, and that we've been receiving the scriptures that we enter in by the word of God. And God is doing a work in our hearts. And with the word of God, amen, he is he's changing us. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And he's changing us by the renewing, amen, as the potter, as the vessel was marred in the hand of the potter. And he made a new vessel. And God is making new vessels. He's making new vessels for the kingdom of God that he's establishing upon the earth. New vessels with subjects of righteousness unto the Lord. Amen. And the righteousness is that we put on, as we heard this morning, the robe of righteousness. We put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Amen. We put on the oil of joy for gladness. And God is trading and exchanging. Amen. And the scripture tells us in 1 John 3:1, behold, what is it? Behold, for the love of the Father. Behold the love of the Father. What manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. Amen. That we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, amen, the world knoweth us not because they knew him not. There was an ignorance of the world. They knew him not. But we know him. Amen. It says, behold, now, next verse, behold, now are we the sons of God. Next verse, behold, now are we the sons of God, though it not yet appear what we shall be. But we know. Amen. How do we know? Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But we know, amen, that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Come on. When he appears, we shall be like him. Amen. But your eyes of understanding have to be enlightened now to know, to have an understanding through wisdom, the mysteries of him, all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Amen. And we are complete in him. So it's in Christ that we know, and every man that he that have this hope, amen, in him purifieth himself. Do you have the hope in you? That's Jesus Christ in you, the hope of glory. Purify himself even as he is pure. Amen. Even as he is pure. So we ought to know him as even as we are known. He will know us. Praise God. And to know him is to be like him, is to have an understanding of him. Paul said, oh, that I might know him. Amen. The power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. And how do we know him? Amen. For such an entrance, amen, must be ministered. And go to that 2 Peter chapter 1, go to verse 11. Amen. For so an entrance, how do we know him? We have an abundance of entrance. How do we understand? How do we know him? That we shall be like him. Amen. The entrance of what? The word of God. Beholding his face as in the glass, the glory of God, we're changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of God. We're changed into the same image of God. Amen. Though it yet not yet appear, but now are we the sons of God. Now are we the sons of God. Praise God. It says, for so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly. An entrance. And it's the entrance of thy word that giveth light, making wise the simple. So we know the entrance is the word. It's the perfect law of liberty. And the law is perfect converting the soul. Amen. The law is perfect converting the soul. And it says, goes down, it says, making wise the simple. The testimonies are sure, making wise the simple. Praise God. And so God has brought us, and we're humble. Amen. We're simple. We're ignorant. But thank God there's an abundance of entrance being ministered. So if there has to be minister, it has to be a ministry. Amen. That God brings as we learn, as we're learning, there's a ministry. Amen. He led captivity captive, and he gave gifts to unto men. And he gave some apostles and some evangelists and some prophets and some teachers and some pastors for the perfecting of the saints, for the working of the ministry, for the edifying of the body, until we all come into the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man. Amen. As he appear, we shall, when he appears, we shall be like him, and we shall see him as he is. And them without us are not made perfect. That which is perfect is to come. That which is in part shall be done away with. Hallelujah. But right now, there's an entrance that God is bringing us into the everlasting kingdom of God. And it says it must be ministered unto us by the word of God. Amen. By the word of God. And it says, unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we know that he's coming to establish a kingdom upon the earth. Praise God. And it says he shall be called the Son of the Highest. And God, the Lord God, shall give him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign forever and ever. We know that there's a kingdom. So there's subjects, you and I, that must have an entrance into this kingdom of God. The abundance of the word of God multiplied. That's why Peter said, grace and peace be multiplied unto you. Hallelujah. By the Lord God. Hallelujah. And of his Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied into the kingdom of God. And we know that kingdom shall be established upon the earth. Hallelujah. And the king shall rule in righteousness and princes and judgment. And we know, we heard the scriptures, Acts 17, verse 31. There should be a day that appointed. Amen. There a day appointed by that man, Christ Jesus. We know that man is Christ Jesus. There's a day that he shall rule. Amen. That he shall reign and rule in righteousness by that man, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So there's a kingdom that will be established upon the earth. But we have to be orientated into this kingdom. Amen. The word of God has to be written on our heart. Amen. We've come to the kingdom for such a time as this. Hallelujah. And we know that he is the everlasting king. The king of glory. Hallelujah. Who is this king of glory? The Lord strong, mighty in battle. Hallelujah. He is the king of glory. Who is this king? Hallelujah. It's Jesus Christ. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. And the government shall be upon his shoulders, and the increase of his government and peace. There shall be no end upon the throne, hallelujah, of his father David. And upon the kingdom, he shall order it and establish it with judgment and justice. And the zeal of the Lord shall perform this. Hallelujah. And there's a zeal that's being performed in your heart by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. There's a zeal that's being performed in your heart by the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we know that this entrance is through the word that we behold his face. We're changed into the same image. Hallelujah. This word, praise God, this word that in the beginning was the in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Hallelujah. And the same, hallelujah, was with him in the beginning, and by him there was not anything made that was made. Come on, hallelujah. This word of God, and this word is the light that lighted up every man that cometh into the world. Hallelujah. And if you receive that light, praise God, you shall be called sons of God. Hallelujah. He came into his own and his own received him not. Amen. The world knows you. But the world did not know you, doesn't know you, and the world did not know Christ. Amen. But as many as received him, gave thee the power to become sons of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Not born, praise God, of blood, nor the will of man, nor the will of flesh, but of God. Hallelujah. So God is doing a work in us. He's birthing us into the kingdom. Hallelujah. He's given us the new covenant of righteousness. Hallelujah. And we enter into the kingdom of God. And he told Nicodemus came and says, you can perform all these things. If you can perform these because God is with you. Amen. And he said, how can a man enter into the kingdom of God? Does he have to go through his mother's womb, reborn again? Christ said, no. He says, flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Whatever is born of the flesh is flesh, but whatever is born of the spirit is spirit. Amen. Ye must be born again. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Ye must be born again. And that rebirth brings us into the kingdom of God. And we are born, hallelujah, of the new Jerusalem, the heavenly Jerusalem, the mother of us all. Hallelujah. Well, this man and that man was born there. Hallelujah. And he said, you must be born again. Why? Because flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Neither corruption inherit incorruption. Amen. Neither corruption inherit incorruption. So the scripture tells us this corruption must put on incorruption. And this mortal must put on immortality. Hallelujah. So as it is written, amen, death is swallowed up in victory. Hallelujah. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, hallelujah, who's given us the victory through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise God. So be steadfast, unmovable, hallelujah, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Amen. And let your labor not be in vain in the Lord. So praise God. I'm just going without going into my scriptures, but praise God. But turn to Titus. Titus chapter 2, verse 5. Titus, praise God. Chapter 3, verse 5. And so we know, praise God, it's not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. By my spirit. So we have to have access. Amen. By faith, we have access into this grace. Amen. That by the spirit of God, hallelujah, he said, I will leave you the comforter who will lead you into all truth, into the entrance. He's the entrance. He's opened up the door. Amen. And he leads us, praise God, into the kingdom of God. He leads us. Amen. The word is the lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Hallelujah. What path is that? The path of the just that shineth more and more until the perfect day. He leads us, hallelujah, into this. And it says, not by works of righteousness. So it's nothing that you and I can do, have done, or will ever do. Amen. It's not by works at all of righteousness. So that any man should boast. Amen. It's not by anything that we have done. It said it's not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy. His mercy, he has saved us. Hallelujah. That means according to his mercy, amen, he went far among the Gentiles to call out a people for his name because of his mercy. He called a man named Paul to bring us out of darkness into his marvelous light from the power of Satan. unto God, hallelujah, that we might repent and have an inheritance amongst the saints. Praise God. It's by his mercy that he saved us, by the washing of regeneration, by the washing. And we are been hearing and understanding now that regeneration, God is bringing us back to the again Genesis, the polygenesia, the again Genesis in us. It's called the newness of life that we walk into, but it's the washing. How can a young man cleanse his ways lest he take heed of the word of God? It's by the washing of regeneration and the renewing, come on, of the Holy Ghost. The renewing, that vessel has to be, hallelujah, renewed, hallelujah. Praise God, for you are a new creature in Christ Jesus. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are made new. Hallelujah. And God is washing us by his blood. He's washed us by the word of God. He said, he shed, my God, what a word. Come on. Which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. He shed upon us abundantly, not by works of righteousness, but it was by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. See, he had to give us the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because without the Holy Spirit, there is no way into the kingdom of God. Without him dying on the cross and shedding his blood, there's no way into the kingdom of God. Without the understanding of what the Holy Ghost does, it leads us into all truth. So he puts together, he builds the work in our hearts of the word of God. Amen. By way of revelation. Hallelujah. Praise God. And it says, go back. Praise God. He says, which he shed or he poured out. Amen. He poured out. Amen. And it says, so we glory. Romans chapter 5. So we glory in tribulation. And tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope make it not ashamed, for the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which was given unto us. Hallelujah. So the Holy Ghost was given unto you and I, that the love of God shall be shed abroad in our hearts. The love of God, that means the fullness of the Godhead bodily that's in Christ. Hallelujah. It's to be poured in the vessels. Hallelujah. Poured in you and I. That new wine. When Mary said the wedding, there's no more wine in the wedding. And he went unto Jesus. He said, woman, you know my work. They're not ready for this. I'm just short-terming it. But when he went in, he said, I'll do this. But he went in. He said, grab all the vessels. Amen. Grab all the vessels. Pour water in all those vessels. Amen. And he said, dip the cup in the vessel. And it came out. New wine. Praise God. And the wedding party said, I've never tasted any wine like this. There's no so great a wine that I've ever tasted. God is pouring new wine in your vessel. Come on, new wine and oil in your vessels. But it has to be washed. Come on. It has to be washed by the water of the word. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it says, which is shed abroad abundantly. Amen. Through Jesus Christ. And we know he does exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in you. What's that power? It's the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Spirit. Come on. According to the power that worketh inside of you. It says, being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Being justified by his grace, and whom he justified, he will also glorify. By his grace, we should be made heirs. And we're made heirs, joint heirs, and heirs together. Amen. He's made us heirs. We are being engrafted into the beloved as wild olives. But he engrafted us in because of his great love wherein he loved us. Come on. And it says that should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. And we know that hope of eternal life is the hope of a better resurrection. That hope of eternal life is the eternal life that we are seeking for by the abundance of entrance of this word. Amen. To them by patiently continuing well-doing, seek for glory, honor, immortality, eternal life. So we seek for this. Go back. So we seek for this. Amen. Being justified by his grace. Being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs. Come on. According to the eternal life. Heirs according to eternal life. So that heirs is to be a part of the family of God. But God is not only just bringing heirs, it's heirs of righteousness. Christ is the heir of the throne of his father David. Amen. He is the heir of his throne. Come on, are you with me? Praise God. Christ is David's heir. Praise God. He's the rightful king to sit upon the throne of David in Jerusalem. Come on. Hallelujah. The rightful king. He is heirs. But the word tells us, hallelujah, praise God, that God, even thy God, hallelujah, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellow. So there's fellow heirs, come on. There's joint heirs, hallelujah, to the inheritance of the hope of eternal life. And Christ has immortality, God has immortality in himself. And he gave it to the Son, and the Son shares it with us. And he came and abolished death and brought life and life and immortality to life through the gospel. Hallelujah. So this word, hallelujah, shows us the light of immortality that we're coming into the era of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And the heirs, hallelujah, of the king is to sit on thrones. Come on. And I saw thrones. And them that sat upon them. Hallelujah. Praise God. And let me just finish and go to Revelation chapter 1. Amen. And we know chapter 20 what's been read, but I want to go to chapter 1. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 5. And it says, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead. So if there's the first, then there's many come after. He's the first fruit, amen, of them that slept, amen. The faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth unto him that loved us. And what did he do? Washed us. Come on, from our sins in his own blood. Hallelujah. He washed us and had made us kings and priests. Hallelujah. What is he doing to the heirs? He's making us kings and priests of God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. So those are the heirs to be kings and priests, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Come on, a new nation, kings and priests, after the order of Melchizedek, the heirs of righteousness, the heirs that will sit upon the throne, and blessed and holy is he that take part of the first resurrection, many brethren. He's come to bring many brethren back unto glory. Amen. That take part of the first resurrection, because on such the second death hath no power. And he's abolished death by giving you and I life and life more abundantly. Hallelujah. There's no more death. There's no more sting of death. Hallelujah. And we know that's the second death. That's the final death. That's the one where he destroys Satan, his angels, and all those that follow. But you and I have a righteous place. Amen. In God. You and I have a seat. have a throne, have a place in God, for God has called his righteous children, kings and priests, heirs and joint heirs together. Hallelujah. Those that will rule and reign with him for 1,000 years. Hallelujah. Those that have not taken the mark of the beast in their forehead, nor in their hand, nor have they bowed down to his image. Hallelujah. But these are those that have kept the commandments of Christ. Hallelujah. These are those that were redeemed from the earth. Hallelujah. And made washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. So that's my time. And I'm blessed. And thank God for this precious word. God bless you, sir.